WNTN Radio Boston, you're listening to Italy Echo, Boston's only Italian-American show with your host, Viviana Dragani. It's interview time, and today I have the pleasure to host artist and author Robin Hoskin. We will be chatting about their career, inspiration, and of course, their latest book. Welcome to my show, Robin.
Thank you, Viviana.
Thank you. So first and foremost, why did you title the book Journey Beyond with Robin Hoskin?
I called it Journey Beyond with Robin Hoskin because I felt it was a visual journey that the reader would be taking with me and that they had to go beyond what was holding them back. For example, pain, suffering, closed-mindedness, things like that, in order to get the full experience of what was being conveyed in the art piece.
Thank you. And where do you get your inspiration for your art?
I don't get any inspiration that I'm aware of. To me, I feel it is more of a clearing of the mind and letting the soul flow freely.
Interesting. And did anyone encourage you to continue with your art?
No, not directly. However, my high school art teacher, in making me aware of the type of artwork I was good at, intrigued me, and therefore I continued only as a release that would help me for myself. I continued to pursue abstract art as a release and help for myself from the stresses of the mundane world, which in turn gave me peace and calm.
And did you study art beyond high school?
No, I never studied art beyond high school, as they didn't. I never believed that I was a good singer or flutist or artist. And as I was also a business major, I decided that was the best career path for me.
And what is your process for starting an art piece?
Like I stated before, it's a clearing of my mind and letting my soul flow freely.
What is your artistic style and type?
I did some research about the abstract art. So I've discovered that my artistic style and type is more of an abstract surrealism, which focuses on displaying the unconscious mind, defying logic, and is considered the mind's deepest thoughts. And I only use pencils and pens, or colored pencils and colored pens. I never use paints, pastels, or clay of any kind.
Thank you. And how did you find out what type of artist you are?
When I was in art class in high school, the teacher informed me and my classmates that what I was drawing was known as abstract art.
If it's an art book, how come there are write-ups with it?
When I was getting Journey Beyond with Robin Hoskins ready for publication, inspiration hit, making me aware that each art piece was to have a write-up with it describing the purpose and importance of each piece.
Awesome. And how did you come up with the cover design of the book?
I came up with the cover design of the book because I wanted the cover to depict that the reader was traveling, like taking a journey with me, and there would be something that they had to travel beyond, like hills or a forest or mountains, in order to get the full experience of the artwork. They had to open their mind up.
Thank you, Robin. How can our audience follow you? Do you have a social media presence, a website?
I am on Instagram at Robin S.H. Hosking, or my website is www.robinhosking.com.
Great. And where can we find your book?
You can find my book at Writers Republic or at Amazon, Barnes and Noble. So it's online. So you can find it through one of the online stores and you can get it there. Or you can go to Writers Republic website and you can order it directly from them.
Fantastic. Highly recommended. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Viviana.